curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I am Carla Solnes, and I'm once again with the awesome Ron Kitchens.
He stole my line. Okay, I'm okay today. How's that?
No. I was just going to say, let's hear it.
Awesome.
Yes, I wanted to hear it. I definitely wanted to hear it. So, Ron, today we're going to be talking about fit for an organization, but we've talked about this in terms of hiring practices for Southwest Michigan First, but we're sitting in a time in our nation's history with historically low unemployment everywhere, which means that as job creators in economic development, we're getting a lot of people calling, texting, emailing, reaching out on social media platforms about advice on how they could get a job or maybe upgrade their current job. And I know it's something that you've talked to our team about recently, but I thought that we could share with the listening audience today on the podcast just some of your thoughts on how to look for a job and maybe upgrade your job based on really thinking about what the best fit is for you in terms of your employer.
Great question. So, you know, for me, and you've heard me say this, and we've probably said this on the podcast, every new employee who joins us, you know, we begin with a conversation after they've come on board, you know, where I tell them that my job is for them to have the job of their dreams. And I hope that that's always with us. But if it's not, it's still my job to do that. And so wherever they go, I want to help them do that. And so I just had this conversation with a former team member who, gosh, I guess we go back 25 years ago, and helping him understand what fit looked like. You know, as an organization, we're analyzing people to say, do we want to spend half our waking hours with them? Do they fit our culture, our intensity, who we are? As individuals, we forget to be that critical in our analysis. And things change. Your life changes. Your expectations change. Your responsibilities change. The opportunities that you're seeking change. So you've got to constantly be analyzing this idea of fit and saying, do I want to commit half of my waking hours to this organization and to the people I'm there with? And do I believe that I can give maximum performance in the role I'm in? And it's a little tough sometimes to do that, but it really is critical because people who get out of sync or out of fit in their own organizations become disengaged and sometimes actively disengaged. You know, and disengaged, you know, Gallup tells us that about 30% of people are actively engaged, about 30% are disengaged, which is like you go to work and you don't really care, you're just putting in your time, and then 30% are actively disengaged, which means they're coming to work trying to screw things up. And whether it's intentional or not, they're that person when you walk in and you're feeling good that Monday and they say, oh, are you getting a cold? You really don't look very good. Did you have a hard weekend? And then within an hour, you're home in bed convinced that you're dying of the plague. And that's an exaggeration, but it clearly is what active disengagement looks like. So this idea of fit is a continuous process. And we have to be honest with ourselves, because if we're actively disengaged, then you have to leave the organization, whether the boss makes the decision or you make the decision, but somebody has to make a decision that you got to go.
No, I think that's a really good point, Ron. And I want to break down for the listening audience, because we talk about fit from two perspectives. So one, from when you're hiring somebody for your team, and then another, when you've kind of flipped the coin, if you're looking for a new opportunity. So let's start with, if you're going to be looking at a candidate for potentially adding to your team, and how does fit really matter? And what are you looking for? When we would say fit, what are the kind of 3 to 4 key things that we're really looking for when we describe that fit?
So for us, we do some pre-screening so we know who you are. We've already validated your background meets the kind of minimum expectations. We've screened to know your intensity is high in what you are good at. But then there are things like positivity. You know, we have a team full of Tiggers, and if you're an Eeyore, you don't fit with us. And it just is, it's just that way. And we can't have you in there. You know, there are teams of Eeyores, and you should go be on one of those teams. We love you, but, you know, we're not bringing that negativity, that rain cloud in our world. So positivity is incredibly important for us. Intensity. You know, if you're somebody who's happy, just kind of floating and, you know, whatever the world brings, that's just doesn't work for us. You're going to get left behind. You're going to get ignored. Then you're going to feel like, you know, you're disengaged and you won't be happy. I've talked a lot and written on it about this idea. If you think of racehorses, so if you want to plow a field and plant food, which is really important, don't put a racehorse in the harness. They can't do that work. But if you want to run, you know, a thoroughbred race, you need a racehorse. And so it's about knowing what the role is, about how people fit into it. You know, people who are willing to be creative. So, you know, we're consultants. And so we get problems that face other people. And it's our job to find creative solutions to help them thrive. So if you aren't a creative servant leader, you're just not going to work on our team. It is, we clearly know that. And then the willingness to try new things. So we have the famous sushi question. We've talked about it on here before, but during the interview process, somebody is going to ask you about your favorite kind of sushi. We don't care what your favorite kind of sushi is. What we care about is that you don't say, oh, raw fish. I would never eat raw fish. Oh, that's gross. You can't come with us because there are days that we eat raw fish. You know, metaphorically, there are days that we have to try new things. You know, we believe in this model that we want to be the teaching hospital version of who we are, which means we're going to try lots of things and we're going to succeed and we're going to fail, but we're going to try new things. And if you can't do that, and there are people who cannot do that, then they don't fit with us and there's no reason for them to join our team. There are lots of teams. We're at all-time low unemployment. The perfect place for you is out there, but don't plug into someplace thinking you're going to change, or don't hire somebody thinking you're going to change them. If they answer that to the sushi question, they're not ready to be on our team.
And I think the one thing I will add to that, as our team goes through kind of our fit interview process, we're also really looking for somebody who will add something different to our team. So we don't want to be a team that is all hardwired the same way, so to speak. I mean, there's really good traits. You mentioned positivity and being a Tigger versus an Eeyore, which is true in that intensity level. But we also don't want to have all the same perspectives. And so we're looking for individuals that are diverse, and not just diverse in terms of race or religion or ethnic background, but also diverse in terms of what skills and experiences and perspectives they can bring to the team, because that sparks that creativity and that conversation.
Absolutely. It brings industry background and how they grew up socioeconomically. We want to paint a complete picture of the organization, which means you have to use all of the colors and all of the media to do that. And which means you have to have diverse colors, pictures, this great kind of gumbo of people.
So we talked about now the process of hiring somebody based on fit, but the question we keep receiving is, if you're looking for an opportunity, what should you be looking for, or what questions could you be asking or thinking about to make sure that your new potential employer is actually a good fit for you? Because there's a lot of traditional employers out there still who aren't doing a fit interview like we would be doing. And so you're going to an interview and there are questions on your resume and your background and have you had this experience and that experience. And it doesn't allow for a lot of those questions that really lean into fit. So as a candidate in a job process, a job seeking process, what are some of the questions that you think that people can ask or begin to even ask themselves as they go through that process that would help to see whether or not it was really a good fit for them?
And that's the key. You've got to know what you want. There has never been an easier time to understand the culture of companies. If you look at Glassdoor, there's lots of posts out there. You can go on to Facebook and enter the name of a company and find the people who work there, or LinkedIn, all of those, and begin to find them and look for those patterns. For us in the consulting creative world, we're really proud that we're on Outside Magazine's Best Places to Work. And there's an incredible opportunity there to go through. I think there's 100 companies on the list. We've always been in the top 5 or 6, but it's a great opportunity to look and see what are the things those companies do, if that's the kind of world you're in, and to begin to define. You know, I keep saying this, the Olivia Pope question. What do you want? And list it out. We have all-time low unemployment. You can get the job you want, but if you understand what that is and then seek out those companies that provide that service. You know, if somebody who needs to sit in a private room and concentrate on things to get things done, then don't go to an organization like ours with an open office space. It doesn't fit for you. But if you're somebody who likes to work, you know, crazy hours and likes to come and go as they want to, and so long as the job gets done in an incredible way, that's awesome. But don't go to work in a hospital emergency room. You know, you got to be there when they tell you you got to be there. So understand what you want and then begin to look at it and ask questions of your friends, family, put it out on things like Quora, which is a great site. Or asking a question and getting feedback from people all over the world. Who are the companies that share these values? And then look at things like WeWork and who are the companies there, because they all share a common value. So understand what you want before you just randomly send out resumes. Because if you're building a life and building a career, understanding what you want is critically important, and knowing that that changes. That there's times in your life that my daughter's living in New York City now, and she's and all that that entails. But I can't imagine her living that life when she's 40. You know, it's just a different lifestyle. And so we all have to understand that our lives change. So we should be regularly asking ourselves, what do we want?
And I think, and you've mentioned this before, but feeling comfortable asking, if you get to the point where you're in an interview process with a potential employer, and so you've looked at the mission of the organization, you've kind of scouted around a little bit about culture, but you're now sitting in an interview, and interviews typically end with, like, do you have any questions for us? And not being afraid, I think, to ask some of those questions of, what do you like most about your job? And what are the things that keep you coming back to this company? And how does work-life balance, or as you kind of said, that integrated life play out in this company? Not being afraid to ask some of those questions, I think, is also important, because those are the answers to those questions are the things that ultimately will help you know whether or not it's a good fit.
Absolutely. And somebody who's interviewed hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 by this point in my career, write those questions down. There's nothing more impressive than a candidate who says, I do ask some questions, and opens that journal. And you can see they've thought out the questions. They're numbered. They know what order they're going to ask them in. And they're good, solid questions. They don't get into this panic, deer in the headlight kind of look on them that I know I have questions, but I can't remember them. Two candidates who are the same, the one who has the questions written down, always gets the job. And so understand that, but also ask meaningful questions, not the, so how many vacation days do I get? And could I have them next week? Those things are important, but we're talking about career here, not just a job.
Right. Not just the process question.
Yep.
So Ron, we've talked a little bit today about fit for hiring, fit for finding a new job. Is there anything you want to add about, I know this has been on your heart because you keep getting a lot of people are out there. We're just in a market right now where people are feeling like there's a lot of different jobs to be had. And it could be potentially time for them to, quote unquote, upgrade their employment. So you've been getting a lot of questions, not only about employment at Southwest Michigan First, but how do you get your dream job? Is there anything else that you, as we close up this podcast, want to share with the listening audience?
Nobody is going to be your personal human resource department. You know, in the 50s and that model in America, the HR departments had career maps for every employee and had it planned out. You have to do that for yourself. And right now, where baby boomers are leaving the marketplace and millennials are moving into leadership, there's a huge gap. And the future is going to belong to those people who invest in themselves and create expertise beyond normal in the marketplace and invest in their own leadership development. So, you know, you got to get yourself in a good leadership development program, even if that means paying for it yourself. And investing in building your capacity makes you a better product on the marketplace and ensures that your growth is exponential, not linear. And so never miss an opportunity to learn and learn strategically to make you a more creative, compassionate leader, or to go incredibly deep in your own expertise. If you can do that, you can, in most cases, write your own career path. If you don't do that, you're leaving it up to somebody whose job it is just to make sure that, you know, you don't screw things up most days and doesn't care about you thriving. So you got to take care of yourself on that too.
Ron, I feel like that was kind of a drop the mic moment where you, at the very end of that podcast, that was gold. So thank you for sharing that with the listening audience. And we hope you tune in next week for another episode of the Always Forward Leadership Podcast.
See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.